Chapter 2. The Seeds of Statesmanship. From the first, the Boston seemed doomed. The wind was very high, John Adams noted as they lost sight of the Massachusetts coastline. The sea very rough, the snow so thick, the captain thinks he cannot go to sea. All is yet chaos on board. His men are not disciplined. With British gunboats poised on the horizon, the Boston rolled almost helplessly and threatened to send Adams sliding across the deck. He kept a tight grip on the rail with one arm and wrapped the other around his 10-year-old son. I confess, he said to himself, I have often regretted that I had brought my son, but Mr. Johnny's behavior gave me a satisfaction that I cannot express. Fully sensible of our danger, he was constantly endeavoring to bear it with manly patience, very attentive to me, and his thoughts constantly running in a serious strain. Adams looked at the oncoming gunboats and wondered how they would survive if the British overtook them, until the sting of a crashing wave made him question how they would survive if the British did not overtake them. The constant rocking and rolling of the ship made us all sick. Half the sailors were sick. I was seized with it myself this forenoon. My servant Joseph Stevens and the captain have both been very bad. Adams waxed philosophic for a moment and analyzed the causes of mal de mer as stemming from the effect of agitation combined with the variety of odors from coal, stagnant water, and those parts of the ship where sailors slept, often unwashed for days. There is the same inattention to the cleanliness of the ship and the person and health of the sailors, Adams complained.